So I'm sitting here in Piazza Bra. The person who's keeping us company is Severino Barzan.
Nice meeting you.
Enchanted to meet you, sir. You are Italy's foremost wine collector.
Yes.
And it's interesting because for 30 years, you were the man that ran a very famous wine shop, if you will, a very famous restaurant
in Verona, right?
In Verona, and it's called?
For 30 years, I was at Bottega del Vino. I was owning Bottega del Vino and in Verona and New York.
We were here, and the Bottega del Vino, we had to go,
Had
to sit down, and we had to enjoy the sense of what it is.
Yes.
It is, without question, it's one of the most special restaurants you can be in.
Yes.
And you ran it for all these years. You must have met some amazing people in there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, believe me, the world.
Anybody from the opera world come into you?
Oh, yes. Pavarotti was a great customer. Domingo was a customer there. And all the people, artists, politicians. Berlusconi was a really good customer.
Really? What was his favorite wine?
Amarone.
Amarone.
He drank Amarone, Quintarelli.
And Pavarotti?
And Pavarotti was not really a great drinker.
No.
No, he was not a real great drinker. Also, Domingo is not a great drinker. But good wine.
You would have a good wine and a good glass.
Sure.
That was 30 years, and now you are here.
Yes, the wine shop of Verona. We opened it 5 months ago. What we want to represent here, especially the Verona area, the main wine, as you know, is the Amarone, but it's not only. And the tradition of these wines goes back to the history, because this place was Valpolicella, means Valis Polis Celle, the valley of the little cellar, individuated by the Roman Empire. And the two wines was made here was the Acinaticum and Reticus. They were the two wines of the Roman time. What is today Recioto and Amarone goes back to the Acinaticum. Sugar was not in Europe at that time. And they understood that they could dry the grapes, concentrate the sugars, so then after the fermentation, keeping the wine sweet. Now we call it Recioto. That time was Acinaticum. You know, having something sweet after fermentation.
I think we need a drinking song.
Yes.
Maybe a little old wine drinker, me, Dean Martin, maybe, or something like that. And we'll come, maybe, we will be right back, I promise.
I'm praying for rain in California, so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool in the corner crying, I say a little old wine drinker me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool in a corner crying, I say a little old wine drinker me. Say a little old wine drinker of me.
Now, they call me a wine dreamer. They call
wine
me
dreamer.
A wine dreamer. Lovely. But, you know, but I'm sure it's right. You have to dream your wine. You have to think your wine.
Yeah. There are so many different grapes. There are so many different producers. Yeah. It can be very confusing for people.
Yeah.
When
absolutely. See, the Valpolicella
yes.
and Amarone basically is three varieties. Corvina, Rondinella, and Molinara. In the last 10, 15 years, Amarone is changing. Marzi did a great job for that. Because
Marzi would be the most well-known, I suspect.
Oh, yes. But Marzi is researching every year. Is cooperating with the two universities, Milan and Verona. This area, we have 20 varieties. But obviously, we always speak about three varieties. But what's not used, because it doesn't produce a lot.
Ah, and that's a problem.
And that was a problem
yes.
in the past.
Yes.
In the old time, we are not very rich now. We have the crisis, but we were not rich at all at that time. So we need quantity.
Yes.
And the people had to drink, have to have their wine on the table. Now, probably sometimes on the table, we don't have wine. We use beers or something else. But a long time ago, it was not like this.
Yes.
The families, wine was just like the water, you know, it was part of the table. And they needed quantity. And so they were planting, they were using varieties, they were making a lot of wine.
Yeah. Well, now, we're going to try this one first.
Yes, sure.
This one first. This is the Marzi.
Yeah, Marzi.
Costa Sera Amarone Classico.
Classico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's still big, yeah. It's still, oh, yeah. you know. It's very full, it's very.
Very full.
Very lovely.
Yeah.
It's everything about
yeah,
it.
Very easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Very easy.
Very easy. And that is perfect, and that's an Amarone
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Now this is now the Marzi Reserva Costa Sera Amarone Classico, but the darker
Reserva.
Level.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't imagine an Amarone being bigger than an Amarone,
yeah.
but it is bigger than
an Amarone.
It's just been lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just to remind you at home, it's Severino Barzan. If you want to know where the wine is, it's off the Piazza. Well, you can't miss the sign.
Yeah.
In front.
Wine Shop Verona. Right.
Wine Shop Verona, absolutely.
Yeah.
Grazie.
Yeah, grazie.
Liviamo negli eti calici che la bellezza infiora e là fuggevol ora si inebria voluta. Liviamo i dolci fremiti che suscita l'amore poiché quell'occhio la Bacchia brava